when we think about this life and often the things that we have to endure in this life, it's very burdensome. We go through trials and tribulations, the words we often use. The life isn't always easy. We see the death of our family members. And even in our Christian life, we see the fact that we have to endure what might be deemed persecution. Even here in the United States, we go through times when even those that we consider our friends look upon us in a very scornful way because of what we stand for. But as Christians, we always talk about that hope of heaven. But in looking forward to that hope of heaven, we also have to remember that we have to look forward to the second coming of Christ. And so if you have your Bibles, I want you to consider the passage there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 7, as we read the following words that Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. He says, "And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." No doubt we learn many things there, but one is that Christ is coming again. And there's been much speculation in times past of when is Christ going to come back. And even those who have taken different passages out of context to set up that maybe Christ would come back to set up an earthly kingdom. Well, all these things are not true when compared to the Bible, but we do know that Christ is coming back to gather those faithful to him, that he will come back to judge the world. And so when we see there in verse 7, "And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven." It's not a matter of if Jesus comes back. We can have hope and assurance that Jesus Christ will come back, that the second coming of our Lord will take place. And so as Christians, we can know he is coming. And that's why we see in Revelation chapter 1, the last revelation given to us, written down by John, Revelation 1 and verse 7, "Behold, he is coming," that is Christ, "he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen." And so Christ will come. It's not going to be a matter of a secret thing, and will we see him? Will we know when he comes back? The angels will be there, the flaming fire. It will be known to all the earth when Christ comes back. And so as Christians, we can look forward to that second coming. And that's why there in verse 7, "to give you who are troubled rest with us." And so when Christ comes back, if we've been walking down that faithful path, walking in the light as God is in the light, then we can be assured of the fact that we have the hope of heaven. And so looking forward to the second coming of Christ, knowing that if we're still alive, our life on this earth will end, but we can look forward to that home in heaven. If we've been faithful to rise out of the grave and to stand with our Lord and enter into that joy of heaven. But the other side is those unfaithful can look forward to the second coming. Why? Because of the disobedience that they did in life. And so we look at those verses in flaming fire, what's going to happen to the disobedient, taking vengeance on those who didn't know God and on those who didn't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. "These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of our Lord." Christ will come again, and there will be a separation of the faithful and the unfaithful. So which side are we going to stand upon? Which side are we going to rally upon and stand behind and live our lives? Let's walk in the light and look forward to the second coming of Christ.